we have some more hours to go, and then after that we can decide whether it is okay or not.
Do you have hope that by the end of the few remaining hours, they will have agreed on something?
I'm always hopeful. The remaining 3 hours, I hope that they will witness the signing of an agreement between the two countries, because we are keen to have good and normal relations with South Sudan.
If we talk specifically about the oil issue, given that South Sudan had made a proposal which you people were discussing, why can't you make a counter offer so that this deadline comes when you people have already agreed on something?
We did make a counter offer. Not only we did make a counter offer, and I think the mediators also have an offer. So all these offers are on the table now.
And why do you think it's taking long for the two parties to agree?
It's a matter of negotiations, that is all. A matter of negotiation. Each side would like to achieve the maximum.
Why aren't the two sides giving concessions then?
Yeah, they are. I mean, on our side, yes, we give some concessions on different issues. And I think, as I told you before, we are not discussing only one issue. We are discussing many issues at the same time. So the progress should be on all issues, not only on one.
One of the Sudanese officials, Mr. Karti, says that their problem with South Sudan is security.
It's our conviction that we believe that we have to resolve the security issue, because this will pave the way for other issues. At least the security issue, if it's resolved, it will add to the confidence building between the two countries. So the security issue is solved. It will definitely help in paving the way for better relations between the two countries.
Why do you think security is taking long to be resolved, the security issue?
The tension between the two countries, along the border between the two countries, a very long border, which is more than 2,000 kilometers, it is tension there. Armies are there on the two borders. The government of South Sudan is helping the rebels from Darfur or from South Kordofan. So all these are related to the security issue we are talking about. So we are for the proposal of the demilitarized zone. So if we manage to have this demilitarized zone, this will definitely put an end to all those problems.
And this demilitarized zone that you are proposing, what would be the distance on both sides?
It is already specified, and there is an agreement which was signed almost a year ago. It is 10 kilometers on each side.
Before the parties agree on a demilitarized zone, what are you doing in the meantime to ensure that there is no tension on the border?
In the meantime, we are on our border, and we will be very vigilant in order to act with any infringement on our border. This is an ideal situation in this regard. But we would like to reach an agreement with the government of South Sudan, because this would be a mutual agreement on the border. And it is already specified, as I said, and an agreement was already signed, but now we are waiting for the implementation of that agreement.